Are you a business owner stuck in fear, doubt, and worry about what the marketplace will look like in the future? Then this show is for you. Strap on your seatbelt and get ready to disrupt and innovate. Here's your host, Lisa Levy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Disrupt and Innovate podcast, where we bring you stories of individuals who are reshaping the world through their innovative spirit and dedication. Today, I'm thrilled to introduce a guest who embodies the very essence of entrepreneurship and innovation, Stavros Poulitsis, founder of Citrine Luxury. As a visionary entrepreneur, marine engineer, dive master, skipper, and devoted son, Stavros has a story that inspires and challenges us all. His journey began with a promise made amidst the olive trees of his great-grandparents' homestead in Greece. That promise, to continue a family legacy that traces back generations. True to his word, Stavros has meticulously rebuilt this legacy, acquiring olive fields that once belonged to his ancestors and is nurturing them back to their former glory. This commitment is a testament to his ethos, to reflect on what truly matters and make the world a better place. Join us today as we dive deep into the currents of Stavros's life, exploring his professional odyssey. Get ready to be inspired by a man who is not just charting a course, but making waves in an entrepreneurial and environmental landscape. Stavros, welcome to the conversation today. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here with you, Lisa.
I am so excited for you to tell your story. I can do an introduction and that's all well and good, but your story in your voice is what really matters to the audience. So take us on the journey.
Where to start? I started in South Africa. I was born in South Africa and I moved to Greece very young. And I saw basically an opportunity to buy my grandfather's fields that he had for generations through his grandfathers and others. Basically, I didn't have kind of enough money to buy most of the fields that I was looking at, but he gave me his first field as a promise that I want to give all the other fields. I said to him that I'm going to make the money together to buy the fields from you. That's why I joined up with the luxury yachting, and I became an engineer to work towards buying more fields and work towards to actually owning more fields with other people, and to go and actually buy fields from other generations besides my family. And I started buying up fields from my family. They didn't have any more fields to sell to me because I already bought them all. So I had to go out and buy more fields from other people. I am on now about 10 fields. And basically some of the fields they had like a kind of a sickness, some of the fields. So I basically brought in a professional to come and look at why the fields are doing what they're doing. And I actually nurtured them back from the sickness. And now this year, for the first year that we've ever had, I got such good harvest. I got about 2,000 liters of olive oil, extra virgin, ultra premium olive oil, ready to be sold to the elite people. I've worked my way up to be where I am today. And I'm just so glad to like share with people where, like, how good of olive oil that I have and where it all comes from. It like comes from my ancestors. And I just want to share with the world how it is and how, and the taste and what it's all about. Because even the process that we do with the olive oil, we do it the ancient way as well. So we don't use much plastic. We use a lot of biodegradable materials like hemp sacks and I know the Greek word, but like just to put it on the ground to collect the olives. nets to collect all the olives. And all the machinery we use a special fuel that doesn't make a carbon footprint. We actually use like a gas that actually does not even pollute the plants, the trees, because the trees can also, you know, it's not good. And also we use a lot of electrical appliances to take the olives off the tree. When we produce the olives, we basically take it from the tree, we put it in the sacks, and we put it straight to the factory. The factory basically does it exactly on the same day, the same hour. Because if you don't do it on the same day in the same hour, it's not ultra prime. You're not even getting a proper olive oil. The olive needs to be produced on the same day. So we do it. We manufacture the olive. Then we put it straight into the tins. And then we leave it to settle, because that's how you get extra virgin olive oil. That's one of the old processes that you do it. And we do it a cold press, very cold. So we don't get so much olive oil. We only get a little bit. You can make it hotter if you like, and you can get as much olive oil as you want. But we're not yet to do that. We're yet to share with the world good quality and ancestral ways of doing it. That's what I'm out there. That's what my company is here for, is to share the world what we have.
And that is absolutely beautiful. So from the audience perspective, I think I've got a couple of people going, Lisa, this is a Disrupt and Innovate podcast. What are we doing talking about this? Well, it's important. We spend a lot of time in here talking about technology, the advancements, and things that are disruptive and innovative in industries. But sometimes the power is slowing down, and how we make the impact in the world around us, or the sustainability, the need to care for our planet so that it is here for us in the future. And that's why Stavros's approach and this story is so meaningful and fundamentally so disruptive, because it is not about more, faster, cheaper. It's about doing it right. So Stavros,
I completely agree with you.
Thank you. I just wanted to frame that for the audience, because this is a very different conversation than we often have here, and something that we want to do more of this year and focus on things that matter to our environment and our world and how our businesses shape that. As you've been buying fields over years now, how long, when was the first field from your grandfather?
So my first field was when I was 18, exact 18. So it's been like 26 years.
Okay. So 20 years slowly and methodically acquiring the fields, making them healthy, bringing them back to the ability to produce the type of olive that is healthy and ready to create ultra premium. Why is it so important to take it and do this slow?
Do you know what it is at the end? It's that to do it, to do olive oil, like in a big form, you know, there's a lot of companies that will do it in a farm form, and they don't really care about their trees. I go out there and I care for the specific trees, and I speak to the land, and I try and say, you know, we are to try and change the world by caring about the trees specifically, and the trees will give you what you want and will give you the quality that you need. Basically, that's how I feel that we need to do, is we need to go smaller and just make things really happen, you know, and actually speak to the world, speak to the planet, and actually ask it what it wants than what we want, in a way.
Absolutely beautiful. And slowly and methodically growing, right? That is something that will allow you the ability to do this for a long time, right? As being able to acquire and care as fields become available. As an entrepreneur and a founder of a company, what are some of the challenges that you're facing and have faced in getting to where you are today with the product line?
Well, one of the biggest, and I think a lot of people have this issue, is with the finance. You don't really want to have partners in your company because they don't really know your company. So you want to rather finance it with your own money and with your own soul. Also, a lot of times to find the right people to buy their fields, because it's hard. People don't want to sell because they think they've got something as well. And also the weather. This weather is really ruining our trees. This hot weather, the climate change is really, it's putting a huge impact on all of us. And it's hard because in some of the regions in Greece, none of them got olive oil. But lucky that we cared for the trees the way they wanted us to, it actually gave us that harvest that we require. So it's the weather, it's a lot of things together. And olives can also produce every 2 years instead of 1 year. So there's a lot, you know, that can affect us.
So the cycling, I'm learning as you're talking. So olive trees produce on a 2-year cycle. So I am assuming that there's some effort to have crops that are rotating so that every year something is harvesting.
That's correct. Different regions.
Got it. So there's a lot to orchestrate. It's not just buying a field. It's buying a field in a location that will fit into the growth cycle that you've established, the growth and production cycle that fits with the model that you have. Stavros, when you look at your journey and what you're doing, and you fast forward 5 years, what's different with Citrine Luxury in 5 years?
Well, in 5 years ago, 5 years...
Five into the future. Where do you want to be? What do you vision?
I vision that a lot of people will find Citrine, and they will actually start seeing what good quality is in olive oil and actually learning a little bit about olive oil, because I actually want to teach people what olive oil is all about. So I would like people to know a little bit more in the future that what it takes to do olive oil. And I would like that people knows all about Citrine Luxury and how we did it.
Fabulous. So you started and shared a moment ago kind of the harvest to press in the same day and the critical nature that is the way it is supposed to be done. Why is that? Educate, share with us a little.
Okay. So if we, let's say we leave the olives a day, say, okay, we leave the olives in the bag already being pulled off the tree, you know, being harvested off the tree. Basically, it starts rotting. It's like if you leave a plate of food out and you leave it for a day, you can't eat it the next day, basically. It's kind of the same. So olives actually start rotting, and that actually starts changing what's inside of the olive. It changes a lot. Just a day or 2 days, it starts destroying the olive. And that's why you want to produce the olive on the same day as soon as you take it off the tree. As well as some of the olives have been bruised. So, you know, like an avocado, you drop an avocado and then it starts getting black. Basically, when you're taking olives off the tree, you have to whack it off the tree quite hard. You have to really beat that tree. So they will have bruises all over them. And that will also cause the change of the flavor, the change of what it's all about.
And so the key is first, same day, cold pressing and storing in a tin, right? It's a 3-step process. Boom, boom. That's it.
Boom, boom. Exactly. Because if you do it, let's say You know, on bottles, you all read that there's an extra virgin olive oil. A lot of companies will put that, but it's not true. But there's some companies that will put their virgin olive oil. Not extra, just virgin olive oil. And that is because they didn't process it on the same day. And that's what changes what the content is. So you already see what companies are trying to do to cut costs as well.
Absolutely, right? Because the timing, being that efficient, it requires great execution, great effectiveness in the business, in the workflow. But that also probably, it's more expensive to do it. So it's easier to let it sit and bolt. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Stavros, when you think about the benefit of a very pure extra virgin olive oil harvested and handled in the ancient ways, what is that product giving to the consumers who buy it? What are those benefits?
You know what? A lot of people will probably laugh at me, but the benefits are that you are getting a different flavor. So the taste, you will see the different taste 100%. But also, it will give you that olive oil is so healthy for a person as well. So it will give you that benefit of being of eating that olive oil. It will make you even more. It will just change a lot. You can even smell the olive oil, that it, the difference of it. There's a lot to it, you know, that you can. That a lot of people will see the different qualities. Maybe they won't, but maybe they will.
But at first, it starts with our noses, and then our taste buds, and then all of the health benefits that follow from olive oil.
Oh, because it's got lots of health benefits. Lots.
all of the health benefits that we all know about, right? Olive oil is our good fat. If people want to learn more about you or Citrine Luxury, where should they go to learn more?
They can go on my LinkedIn if they like. And we have a Facebook page, plus we have an Instagram page, and they can actually look into that to see what Citrine's all about.
Absolutely fabulous. Stavros, thank you so much for sharing your story, telling us about the benefits of ancient ways of tending and caring for olive trees to produce the highest quality olive oils available, and just enlightening the journey and how one person really can make a commitment to family to make a difference that will have benefits that become generational. All of you in the audience know my rule: don't get left behind. Join me next time.
That's it for today's episode of Disrupt and Innovate. Head over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. Every single week, one lucky listener that posts a review on iTunes will win the grand prize drawing, a $15,000 private VIP day with Lisa Levy. And be sure to head over to disruptandinnovate.com and get your free copy of Lisa's gift, and join us on our next episode.